Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour podcast featuring Dave Cariello, Andrew Juge, Ralph Malbro, and when he decides to show up, Kevin Held. We are the perfect blend of Saints sincerity and stupidity.
Wait a minute. No, I got the other one too. I'm just reading the wrong one.
You just went full Ralph.
You never go full Ralph.
You went Ralph to a level that Ralph hasn't gone.
Hey Ralph, here's a new opening.
And now here's your host, Ralph Malbro.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Saints Happy Hour podcast. We, as you just heard, have cut another open, and it is appropriate for tonight because, unfortunately, I went full Ralph in the Saints Happy Hour auction draft earlier today. As people that are in the auction draft or you follow along with this podcast, you know I am terrible at fantasy football. I do irresponsible, horrible things, bad judgment. But this may have been the worst judgment I've ever done. And my judgment includes bidding $30 for two separate Cleveland running backs, bidding $30 for Kamara, although that worked out okay. Other horrible things, I think I bid $57, or no, I think I'd bid $75 for Drew Brees once. So my judgment in fantasy football is terrible, but this may have been my worst judgment of all. Kevin, you were in the auction draft for the Saints Happy Hour with me. You can explain what the hell happened today and how I went off the rails.
It's not even judgment.
No, yeah. That's the thing. This couldn't have been intentional. This couldn't have been intentional. If this was even remotely intentional, I would advise you to hang up the phone now and get your wife to take you to an emergency room.
Were you like typing with your bad arm and like your hand slipped or something and like you added like a two to the end?
That has to be it. So okay, so we're in the fantasy draft this morning. 10 a.m. The Saints Happy Hour podcast. Saints Happy Hour podcast fantasy football draft. It's an auction draft. Everybody starts with 200. We're on Yahoo, and I don't know three or four.
Well, hold on. Is this the very first pick?
No. Okay. This was. I nominated the third or fourth person. Yeah. Wait, Ralph, did you nominate him? Because I thought this was way sooner than that.
No, you're right. It was way sooner than that.
Okay. Ralph was the last person in the queue, but somebody nominated the tight end like fourth or fifth right off the get-go. And he's going up a couple going up single dollars per thing or whatever. All of a sudden, I look down and I kind of like my mind drifts. I look up and for a second, I thought I accidentally typed or for some reason put $182.
What about today? Is today the worst day of your life? Yeah.
So I'm thinking, okay, wait, did I accidentally do that? Oh, wait, let me make sure I don't hit anything. Then I realized, wait, somebody actually bid $182. And I check, and it's Ralph. And I'm thinking, what the hell just happened? So it goes through, and everybody starts bagging on Ralph, which is great. Ralph immediately is like, you know, fuck, I'm leaving. I'll see y'all later. And then leaves. Then he comes back and starts, you know, bidding like a dollar for, you know, Tommy Lee Lewis and like a dollar for every, almost every Saint on the roster. I think he bid a dollar for Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck is my starting quarterback as of this moment, by the way.
Yeah, it's great. So my theory is that Ralph was, my theory is, Ralph, do you own a PC?
Yes.
So, okay, so you have a PC keyboard.
Yes.
So my theory is that you were using the 10 digit setup on the right that looks like a telephone number. It looks like a cell phone setup.
Yeah, you're really doing a deep dive into this.
It's called a keypad.
The keypad, yeah.
Yeah, the keypad portion. Okay, fine. That you were, well, look, I got a Mac, so I don't fucking know what y'all call the shit. So you're using the keypad portion, and you just banged the two before going in to hit.
Is that what happened? You were going for $18 to start.
That's pretty accurate. I mean, I really can't. Kevin's explanation seems as good as any.
He did it on purpose. Didn't you tweet earlier in the day before the draft about how you were going to overpay for?
But why not just go a full 200 then?
You can. That's the maximum. 182 is the maximum you can bid. They don't let you bid anymore because you need a dollar to fill out the other players on your roster, right? So you can't go higher than 182. I think that was – Kevin,
out and your head landed on the up button and it just kept forcing the dollar amount up until it maxed out?
I think either that happened or there's a max bid button.
How
and
could
I hit
you
the max
do this,
bid
Ralph?
Button.
Like, how could you blow this?
I mean, listen, if Josh Allen becomes All-Pro and Jared Cook catches 50 touchdowns, I could maybe go 7-5 in this league.
Wait a minute. Why don't you know what happened? You were there. Did you pass out?
Because I'm Ralph, and it was 10 a.m. and I was drinking, Dave. That's what.
All right. Follow-up question. Were you smelling? Did you when this occurred? Were you by any chance smelling cooking steak?
No, I was not.
Okay, so we can probably rule out you having a stroke.
No, I didn't have a stroke, and I was unable to perform at the optimum level, Kevin. But if men in our audience wanted to perform better, what could they use?
All right, so hold on. Max. Tom Stewart in the chat says there is a max bid button, and it was in the first round, and so you must have clicked the max bid button.
That's it. That's what it was.
All right. Well, you just you just cut Ralph off in the middle of his.
Well, wait. I thought I was doing that.
I'm just saying, Ralph was like leading right into it, and then Juge just cut him off.
We are so.
That's what I do.
So no, but what I was saying, Kevin, is I was unable to perform. But if men in our audience needed to perform better, what could they use?
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ah, yes. What could they use? Well, guys, hang on.
All right. Oh, my God.
Perfect. All right, I've got it. Do you remember the days when you were always ready to go and you could just have a boner whenever you wanted? You want to increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed? You know, like getting a huge boner? Well, listen up. BlueChew.com. That's blue. Blue, like the color. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So you know it works in giving you a boner. You can take them anytime, day or night, on a full stomach or empty. I mean, I would recommend maybe, you know, not going into the office taking one, but, you know, whatever. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Or hell, take it when you go to the office. Maybe you're having a torrid affair with somebody in the office. Who knows? Not my place to judge. Anywho, if you could benefit from extra function and more confidence. Wait, is that what we're calling it? Extra function? And more confidence when it counts? Blue Chew is the fast and easy way to enhance your performance. Most guys, like Juge, talk a good game, but Blue Chew helps your follow through. Unlike a tennis coach. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor's visits, no waiting at the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness, aside from me reading this. It's made in the U.S. of A. America. And since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code ARMCHAIR. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew, B-L-U-E, Chew.com, promo code ARMCHAIR, A-R-M-C-H-A-I-R, to try it for free. BlueChew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. And we'd like to thank them for sponsoring this train wreck of a podcast.
I wanted Kevin to read the ad just because Kevin is the best, most crazy comedic version of all of us.
I mean, so honestly, my confidence is improved. Just I don't know that I need the pill. I think just hearing him talk, I feel more confident.
I want to bathe in Blue Chew. But here's the thing. I wanted Kevin to read the ad because he's the funniest of us. I believe that. But I wanted also Kevin to read the ad because, Kevin, can you believe if I'd have told you 11 years ago that me and you would start this fucking podcast and 28 people would listen to the first episode, probably my mom 14 times. But 11 years later, we would be doing imitation Viagra ads. I mean, we have
the ads are real. The Viagra is imitation. I just wanted to clear that up.
Kevin, we have reached the fucking mountaintop.
Yes.
So, should we retire like Andrew Luck? Is this our Andrew Luck moment?
Well, here's the thing. Before we actually get to the Saints game on Saturday where they looked amazing, the Saints schedule got really easier this weekend because Lamar Miller blew out his knee and Andrew Luck retired. So that was two 10-win teams that got massive injury / retirement hits. So their schedule got a lot easier.
Wait, do Lamar Miller or Andrew Luck, do either of them play for the Saints?
They do not. But one of them does play for your fantasy team in the Saints Happy Hour Children's League.
Hey, used to. So, I don't know if you guys know this. I don't know if you saw my tweet, but I drafted Lamar Miller about I don't know, 6 hours before he tore his ACL.
Well, that's got to be some kind of record.
Yeah, and so then I'm like, oh, my God, I'm left scrambling. I got to find someone. So I just pick up Doug Martin on a whim. And literally like an hour after I pick him up,
I'm reading on Twitter, and it says the Raiders have released Doug Martin. So my fantasy team is off to a roaring start already. And I'm already on my third running. I've already cut two running backs, and I have a third one.
So the actual game on Saturday, which, of course, Kevin, when you come in, we know that you have watched an incredible amount of tape, and you just eat the tape, and you live it, breathe it, and that's why you disappear from this podcast, because you just go in a cave and you just watch tape endlessly.
Yep.
But do you think Drew Brees looked amazing in the first quarter? I feel like they had 7,000 is Drew Brees on decline in decline articles. I feel like after the game or during the game, he should have done a wrestling promo to just get at all the haters, because he looked like he was 32 against the Jets. He was throwing pinpoint passes to Michael Thomas. He was rolling out. He was hitting Kamara. So my question is, Kevin, if Drew Brees was going to do a wrestling promo to stick it to someone after the game, what wrestler do you think he would have imitated?
Who? So let's see, a guy who's he didn't turn 40 yet, right? He's 39 still?
Yeah, he's still 39.
He's 40. He's 40.
Oh, he's 40.
He is 40. Huh, let's see.
Turn back. Sure, he turned 40, yeah.
Well, let's see. I mean, I would say that it's probably...
Yeah, he's 40. He turned 40 in January.
Okay. 40.
Yeah.
Okay. I would say that it's got to be... late era Ric Flair, Ric probably should have retired, but was really just staying around because he actually was still pretty good. And he just cuts this amazing promo that, you know, I may have lost a step, but I'm still 2.5 steps ahead of everybody else. Like, so I can picture Drew Brees with a promo like that, you know, top couple of buttons undone on the business shirt, screaming into a camera. Boy, who the hell? Juge keeps texting me.
They're texting me. I was sitting on my mic cord, so it probably has like a bending, crunching sound from my headset because I'm super professional.
Well, I can still hear it. I can still hear it.
You can still hear it? Well, maybe I just need to upgrade on the $20 mic's falling apart. The $20 headset's falling apart.
Late era Ric Flair.
Hey, Kevin, someone in the chat wants to know, can you name four current Saints receivers?
I vote no. Just for the record.
Let's see.
How many Saints receivers can you name? Don't look. Don't look. Off the top of your head.
Don't you fucking Google that roster held.
God.
Can you name one?
Well, yeah, Mike Thomas.
can you name two?
He can't. He can't even name a second.
No. Fucking, Do not fucking cut me off.
It doesn't matter whether you get it or not at this point, because you've already lost.
fucking Ted Ginn.
Okay. Hey. Can you name three?
That's two.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
The fucking guy.
Wow.
The weird name.
You're the wrong week, Christmas and Blue.
The fucking Star Wars name guy.
Is that the guy that Juge couldn't identify in a picture? Traquan?
It's the fucking Q. There's a Traquan. Fucking Q in it.
Traquan Smith.
That's him.
All right, we'll give that one to you. Do you have a fourth for me?
I wish I had the Jeopardy music.
Is Austin Carr still on the fucking team?
Yes.
Yes!
Unbelievable.
Wow.
There you go. You guys challenged Kevin, and he delivered.
Yes.
See, he has been watching tape, obviously.
Obviously.
He Googled it.
This motherfucker's not going to wind up on the team, is he?
Who, Austin Carr? Actually, Drew was talking very highly of him the other day.
Don't they usually talk highly of people before they take them out back and put a bullet in them?
This got dark.
They do. Andrew, is there any way the Saints' first-team offense could have looked any better with Drew Brees at quarterback? I feel like there's nothing they could have done that would have been better.
The best part was that Brees wasn't trying to – it was like vintage playoff offense, you know, like those drives where he's just like, I'm bench throwing a Kamara and Thomas. Sorry, I have all these other receivers. I have these tight ends and Kirkwood and Traquan running these routes, but I'm not throwing to him. The ball's going to Kamara. The ball's going to Thomas. Back to Kamara, back to Thomas. And it was just like bench throwing to those two guys. And that's really all they needed to do because the Jets couldn't stop it at all. It was vintage Breeze, you know, and we've been watching so much of Bridgewater and Taysom Hill these last couple weeks that you almost forget how damn good Drew is. And it's just like those throws where he hits Thomas, the other two aren't even trying those throws. They're just, I don't know that afraid's the right word, but they just don't have the confidence in their accuracy to put it in a place in that tight of coverage where they're confident they're making the play. And that's the difference between Brees and everyone else.
We're going to need him to play forever.
I got to jump in on this. So I did pull up that. So I pulled up the roster now. Yeah. Fucking Dan Arnold is still on the team?
Yeah, he had a great game yesterday.
He sure did. You should know that from the tape.
Yeah. Well, he didn't get to yesterday's game.
I think y'all are confusing Dan Arnold with Derby, aren't y'all? Derby had a pretty good game. I don't remember Dan Arnold having a good game.
Dude, Dan Arnold had like 83 yards receiving. He led the team.
Yeah, I fell asleep. I drifted off in the second half.
Is this Ralph or Kevin?
This is Ralph. So, in other news, when Deontay Harris ran the punt back, I actually got to give Andrew the play-by-play because Andrew was crashing weddings one after the other Saturday night, and I did to do the play-by-play. But Andrew, he did run the punt back, but he also fumbled a kickoff. So, does he have the job locked down? Because we know Sean Payton hates fucking fumbling. So does he have the job locked down?
I think so. Because the thing is, I think it would be worse if he wasn't catching the ball cleanly. You know, in other words, if he was striking fear in our hearts every time he caught the ball, which Tommy Lee Lewis always did. Every time he was catching the ball, we would kind of hold our breaths like, oh my God, is this the punt he's going to drop inside the 10? But I've never felt that with Deontay Harris. I feel like he's always under the ball, fields it very cleanly. The fumble he had, I mean, it was on a kickoff return where the ball was poked out. So it was just, you know, he didn't secure the ball well enough, and I'm sure they'll work with him on that. But no, I mean, look, he ran a punt back for a touchdown, and that's the first time he's run one, housed one, but there's been, what, 5 or 6 returns in 3 games where he's been pretty close to doing that, and he's been electrifying. So, you know, it was exciting when they signed Marcus Sherrills, and I thought at the time when we signed him that he was going to fix our return problems, and I was excited to have him, and you know, it's too bad we'll never get to know what it could have been with him. Cause
what about today? Is today the worst day of your life? Yeah.
Deontay Harris has that job on lockdown.
So, Dave, I know, look, we just had some fun with Kevin, seeing if he could name 4 Saints wide receivers. But I do think, in a strange way, that leads me to my question for you is, Kevin had trouble naming 4 receivers. I'm 100% sure that the Saints receivers after Michael Thomas and Ted Ginn scare me to fucking death. So my question to you is, do you feel like the Saints are going to maybe do something? My first question to you is, do you think they're going to do something at wide receiver, either trade or claim somebody off of waivers? And my second question is, do you think we're going to see a surprise cut like Traquan or Keith Kirkwood that people are going to be like, wow, they cut who at wide receiver?
Well, you know, first of all, your first part of the question is, you know, the Colts, they need a quarterback. Let's start. let's put Bridgewater and Taysom up there. Let's see if anybody wants to bite on. Let's see if the Colts want to bite on either of our backup quarterbacks.
Hey, here's a question.
What receivers do they have? What receivers does Indianapolis have?
Well, here's my question. What would it take for Dave? You can answer first. What would it take for you to be for the Saints to trade Taysom Hill and you be all right with it? What would they have to get back for Taysom Hill for you to be okay with it?
Oh man, you know the problem. I think between Bridgewater and Hill, I think that most teams are going to go for Bridgewater over Taysom. I feel like Bridgewater is more of your standard quarterback. You know, he stands in the pocket. He's had a history. You know, he's played in the NFL a little bit longer. He's been a starting quarterback on other teams before. And the other aspect of this is, you know, Taysom is good. Taysom is good here for the Saints because Peyton knows how to use him. And I don't really feel like he could go to many other teams in the league, certainly not Indianapolis. You know, maybe LA or maybe Kansas City or something like that. But I don't feel like Indianapolis is going to use Taysom the way that the Saints use Taysom. They're not going to throw him out there on trick plays, gadget plays, as a wide receiver, as a quarterback, you know, a traditional quarterback. I think Taysom is way more valuable to the Saints than he is to most other teams, especially the Colts. So, I mean, I think Bridgewater is the guy that you would deal. And I would hate to see, just from a, you know, a selfish, you know, Taysom time. Everybody loves Taysom time. So I would hate to see Taysom go.
I feel like I'm not giving up Taysom Hill for anything less than a second round pick, Andrew. And I know that sounds crazy, but if you trade Taysom Hill, all your fun on special teams is gone. All your trick plays are gone.
I don't think you would get a second round. I think that's crazy. I don't think anybody would give up a second round pick for Taysom.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody would give up a second round pick for
Bridgewater.
Yeah.
Well, the Saints gave up a third for Bridgewater, so yeah, it's not that crazy.
I guess. Yeah, I guess you're right.
But
the tape that Bridgewater has been putting out this preseason, which, I mean, I feel like that's the first tape they're going to go look at, is the most recent stuff. And, I mean, that hasn't necessarily been great. I guess, you know, the first game would be good. But the last two games have been, you know, meh.
No, I thought he played okay in this last game.
He didn't get a lot of help from his offensive line, that's for sure. And there were definitely a couple of dropped passes from the receivers. I thought Traquan, you know, Bridgewater tried to do that kind of back shoulder thing like Drew did to Mike Thomas, but Bridgewater threw to Traquan, and I think it hit Traquan in the hands, and he didn't come down with it. I felt like he could have come down with that, which goes back to Ralph's other question from earlier. I definitely could see Traquan getting cut. He's kind of like, yeah. he's kind of feeling like Nick Toon to me a little bit. Maybe not even, because at least Traquan.
That's derogatory. Nick Toon was
at least Traquan had a little bit of success last, you know, in the regular season last year. But I, you know, I'm not joking when I say this, but I mean, Lil Jordan Humphrey hasn't like been
your boy
amazing. He hasn't been like amazing other than that one touchdown, but he certainly hasn't done anything, in my opinion, to hurt himself. I don't see why he seems like he's would have as good a shot as anybody else.
Nepotism is a hell of a drug.
Lil Jordan got some more run with the second unit because of how he's been doing the first two games, and he wasn't a complete afterthought. The quarterbacks didn't look at him, didn't bother throwing to him. He didn't do anything. So I think his chance at the 53 has come and gone. I mean, maybe he makes a practice squad. You know, that would be a viable path to maybe him playing at some point this year if injuries happen or whatever, but I don't see him making the team. You know, receiver is really interesting now because you've got Emmanuel Butler, who, you know, is obviously everyone's camp darling, but you know, I just look at this group, and I was talking about this on Twitter today. I just feel like unless the Saints have a plan, like I think the first question they have to ask themselves right now is who's our number three? If we were game planning today for the Texans, who is in the game plan? Like who's a guy that, you know, may catch two or three balls on game day and actually be in our plan to be on the field? And if it's, you know, because really I think it's between Keith Kirkwood, Tre'Quan Smith, and Emmanuel Butler. I would guess that one of those three, maybe Austin Carr. But if the answer is not Emmanuel Butler, then I'm cutting him because I just think the odds of him clearing waivers and being put on the practice squad are way higher than Kirkwood or Tre'Quan Smith. Those guys are going to get poached because teams will have seen their tape from last year. Emmanuel Butler has no tape. I mean, I don't know how much teams are paying attention to how a guy does.
Andrew Down says, put away the blue chew when you talk about little Jordan, Dave.
My pants got a little bit tighter when I was talking earlier.
So it's tough, though. I don't know. I don't know who the third best receiver is on this team. Now, I'm not talking about Jared Cook. I'm not talking about tight end. It's strictly the receiver position.
So, Kevin,
I'll tell you who it is. His first name starts with an L. His second first name starts with a J. And his last name starts with an H.
I wonder if you'd be willing to put a wager on mybookie.com.
Wait, is that my lead-in? Or
that is your lead-in.
I didn't know Andrew was doing lead-ins.
I didn't either. Ran audible.
All right, well, football is back. AB is in Oakland. Le'Veon's with the Jets. OBJ and Jarvis Landry have teamed up again in Cleveland. One thing that hasn't changed, though, where I'm placing my bets this season. MyBookie is the place to bet on football every weekend. MyBookie has better bonuses and more prop bets than any other sports book, period. This year, they're hosting the first online handicapping super contest. First place is guaranteed to win at least 100 grand, and it only costs 100 bucks to enter. All you got to do is pick 5 NFL games against the spread every week to climb the leaderboard and score your share of the huge cash prize. Also, if you put in $100, and my bookie will give you an extra $100 to gamble with. That's right. They're going to double your money, up to a $1,000 first deposit bonus. To get that, just use promo code ARMCHAIR to activate the offer. So visit MyBookie online today. That's mybookie.ag, MYBOOKIE.AG. And don't forget to use promo code ARMCHAIR when creating your account to claim your bonus. Terms and conditions apply. Bet, win, get paid.
I think I like Kevin better.
Kevin, I was thinking as I was watching
Kevin's got better material than
Yeah, he does. I got to hear Dave with the blue chew to value add. Yeah, you're right. That is unfair.
We got to do a commercial off.
We got to flip it next week.
So
I mean, that's like judging little Jordan when he's playing with Taysom versus when he's playing.
So, Kevin, I was thinking when I was watching the game yesterday that this is one of the most best third preseason games that the Saints have ever had. And maybe, you know, my memory as I get older, it gets foggier, and I can't remember Saints preseason, you know, even I couldn't even remember they played the Chargers last week, for God's sakes. But
shoot, okay.
And I know this is a hard question, but that game Saturday was as good as they have looked. I can't remember a game where they looked as good or even on the flip side as bad. Can you remember a preseason game that sort of fit the extremes where people were either horribly negative or like we are now, we're super excited because they looked awesome, they didn't have any injuries? Like in your Saints memories, as far as a great or a bad preseason game, can you remember anything as to the equal of yesterday?
Well, Ralph, I you know, my memory is pretty bad as well. I mean, I can't even remember that they who they were playing yesterday. So, you know.
The Patriots.
Ah, yes. Can't even come up with a joke.
I mean, Andrew, your number one rule.
I mean, I am lacking in some serious non-Blue Chew, confidence right now. There needs to be like a podcast Blue Chew.
Whatever they're paying us, it's not enough because this whole show has just turned into a Blue Chew ad.
Hey, they pay like $4 for every 1,500 downloads. So it is. We're gonna roll. The money is gonna roll in. And look, but Andrew, they didn't have any injuries, right? They didn't have. They looked amazing. I mean. Kevin,
well, they did have injury.
Who got hurt? Nobody that we care about.
Washington had a concussion. I think he's got potential to make the team. And then
he's got he's got how many days before the opener?
Yeah, I mean, granted, a concussion is not
2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, granted, a concussion is not like a torn ligament or a broken bone that requires, you know, a significant amount of time to recover from. But, I mean...
Yeah, he's fine. No big deal. He'll just be dead from CTE at 52. No big deal.
Sure.
Right. He'll be punching caskets at some point.
Yeah.
Well, here's a good...
And then I thought there was somebody else who was in.
Here's an interesting question, and I put it out on Twitter. And it's
Wasn't there a fullback? Didn't our fullback get injured?
I don't think so.
But here's an interesting question that you know just mentioned about, hey, he'll be dead at 52 FCT. Andrew Luck retired, and he retired.
He said anything about being 52?
No, but he retired abruptly, and he was at the game, and they booed him when they found out that he was retiring. The Colts fans booed him, and so I thought about it today, Kevin, and. I want to believe that if the sort of the same circumstances happened around Drew Brees, where Saints fans found out he was retiring and he was on the sideline during the game, that they wouldn't boo him.
They would never. No way. I don't think so.
I can't see that happening.
And I'm honestly surprised that Indianapolis fans did that. I thought Indianapolis fans were very. You know, vanilla and just nice and, you know, Midwestern people. I was kind of surprised to hear that, to be quite honest with you.
But that's the thing. I was surprised at it too. So it made me think, we want to believe Saints fans are better, but the history of Saints fans, they cheered when Wade Wilson got hurt back in the day.
I'd like to begin my remarks by saying this, and I mean this in all sincerity. I've been coaching for 34 years, and tonight I saw and heard one of the most disgusting, rudest, sick demonstrations in my entire career. Probably the worst. When Wade Wilson got hurt, I actually looked up in the stands and saw people standing, clapping, and cheering when he was laying on the ground with a knee injury. And I'll say this, those are some sick, sick, sick people. Mentally sick.
Yeah,
I thought it was horrible, disgusting, embarrassing, shameful. It stuck.
That's who played that? Was that you, Josh?
Yeah, that's me.
That's amazing that you had that ready
to
go.
That was a great drop. That's a great drop in. I tell you what, man, I feel bad. I feel like
dynamite dropping, man.
I feel like walking up into my room and sitting down and thinking about what I've done. Like, good Lord.
Also, the sound quality was better than any of the sound effects that Ralph ever does.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. God damn it, Ralph.
It's not a lie if you believe it.
Yeah, George Costanza sounds like he's saying that underwater through a tin can.
It's true. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Dave, is you hurt my heart when you say that. That this... We want to believe that the Saints fan base is better than that. And Andrew just dropped a bomb on us. Like, no, Saints fans, you really aren't any better.
That was years ago. That was when we were
sick when they do something like that. Absolutely friggin' sick. Guys out there busting his ass, like all of our guys were, gets his knee blown up, not badly, hopefully, and they're standing and cheering and clapping. Those are sick people, sick in the head. They ought to get their ass thrown right out of the stadium.
All right. Well, that was a different time and place, and Wade Wilson was no Drew Brees. And then
are we seriously, are we supposed to believe that one Super Bowl title 10 years ago makes us all of a sudden?
No, you're talking. Wait. First of all, I just want to get this out of the way. How do you play sound effects? Because I want to start playing my own sound effects now. So I need to know how to do that.
Oh, I was just holding my iPhone up to the.
Jesus Christ.
Super high tech.
Yeah.
Ralph, you're getting blown up. Ralph, you're getting blown up. This is a banner day for you.
No, it is a banner.
You're comparing. I mean, you're talking about the difference between Wade Wilson and Drew Brees. I mean, like, you can't compare those two.
I would argue that Saints fans count on Drew Brees more than they counted on Woodrow Wilson.
I mean, I think it just goes to. I do think, Kevin, it goes to the fact that fans, we want what we want when we want it, and when the players don't give it to us, we'll boo their fucking ass. Whether they have won us a Super Bowl, whether they have Andrew Luck, who made the Colts very competitive, got them to an AFC championship game. Like fans in general, we're disgusting people, and we do horrible things.
We rooted for Darren Sharper, for God's sake.
Yeah, but we didn't know what was going
on.
Yeah.
We didn't know what
was going on, man. We still celebrate the Super Bowl title.
That's not an apples-to-apples thing, though. Darren Sharper retired and then decided, oh, you know what? I think I'm going to just, you know, commit rape and sexual assault across multiple states.
Okay. No. He was doing that while he was playing. We just never found out.
He was not.
That's not true.
No, he was actually incorrect.
Retired.
He didn't start doing any of that stuff till after he retired.
That's correct.
I would watch a four-hour 30 for 30 on Darren Sharper. Like, I am completely fascinated how a guy can be a total normal, upstanding citizen for 30-plus-odd years of his life, win a Super Bowl, retire, and go completely off the fucking rails. Like,
you don't. That's why. Just because we don't know about anything that he's done doesn't mean that it hasn't happened.
Right. No.
There's never been a single accusation of anything on him.
I understand.
Prior to, yeah.
Right. Like, I concede what you're saying, Dave, because it sounds weird. Because it, you know, when a bunch of accusations like that come out, like that's when more come out. Like the fucking the Bill Cosby shit. Like a couple people come out, and the next thing you know, it's like, oh well, it's five. No, it's 10. Holy shit, this goes back decades, and it's like
Michael Jackson, Sandusky, all that.
Right, it's a fucking Rolodex of people coming forward saying stuff. But, like, nobody seems to have come forward, like, from his college days or from, you know, even his pro days.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Weird. And it's weird.
It is very weird.
I feel like Juge just won the argument of the Saint. Like, the Mora, playing the Mora sound, you can't really argue that Saints fan, that you are 100% sure that Saints fans wouldn't boo Drew Brees in the same circumstances that Andrew Luck had. Obviously, I would hope, Dave, that the Saints wouldn't be a clusterfuck of an organization like the Colts and let that leak.
Are you saying, like, if Drew Brees was 29 and retired, he's Drew Brees is 40 now. Like,
if
he retired now.
Like, let's say Drew Brees plays this year and he gets hurt and he's rehabbing and he wants to play again next year and he's rehabbing an injury, and then the third preseason game he's like, you know what, this isn't happening. I'm hanging it up. And the Saints fans find out during the third preseason game and Drew Brees is on the sideline. Like, I'm not 100% sure that they wouldn't boo him.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
No way.
Get out of here.
I think it's different because he'd be 41, you know?
No, it has nothing to do with age. I don't care if that happened at 38. He would not get booed. Not a chance in hell.
Right. Right. I think the Super Bowl, like the Super Bowl, the spectacular play, the, you know, stand up, local citizen, you know, goodwill ambassador type shit, the, you know, all of that, like that I think gets him I think that gets him a pass. I honestly think that gets him a pass, especially like he gets injured. If he got injured in a season, everybody would be feeling terrible and would feel bad. And then he would try and come back and we'd be rooting for him. And then it was like, hey, you know, I think.
Okay, but you're saying that's more about Drew Brees and the kind of person he is. And it's less about the Saints fans and the kind of morality they have.
Like you're saying, basically, he gave us a ring, so we won't boo him.
Like roughly, yeah. Roughly.
But if he hadn't gotten that ring, who knows?
Like, yeah, if he didn't give us a ring, I mean, if he lost to the fair. Colts, win.
I can, but right, but it's like I can only tell you, like what's the Bill Parcells line? You can only play the people that are on your schedule.
Yeah,
I can only tell you. Based on what the circumstances are.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair. I think the ring does sort of give him like a bubble of not being booed. I was trying to.
I think that. Even
bubble and his age.
I think even if he hadn't won a ring, if he still played for the Saints for 14 years like he has, and you know, put up all these numbers, broke all these records, cemented himself as a first ballot Hall of Famer, arguably one of the best top three quarterbacks to ever play the game ever. I think he's the best. We won't get into that. Even if he's still got all of that, even if he didn't have a ring, I still think, even if he didn't have a ring, but he had all of that.
All I can tell you is a lot of Patriots fans are pissed at Gronk. Yes.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Jay asked, if Drew Brees were tired at halftime of a playoff game, would he get booed? I think he might.
Yeah. Well, that's a different circumstance.
Drew would never do that.
No. But I will say this one thing interesting about the Colts situation. There have been three slam dunk, can't miss quarterback prospects since 1970 in the NFL, and the Colts got to pick them all. John Elway, Peyton Manning, and Andrew Luck. And they only have one Super Bowl, which is kind of weird.
Well, if you listen to anybody talk about, you know, the Andrew Luck situation, they will all say, I can't remember his name right now, but I mean, the Colts general manager, he
Jim Irsay.
No. He's the owner.
Oh, the GM. Sorry.
I mean, they pretty much screwed the pooch on, you know, they blew it. They had their chance with Andrew Luck. They let him get his ass kicked out there for many, many years. He took.
We made some jokes last week, Andrew, about the Saints secondary and Patrick Robinson being washed. And I feel like every preceding week, I just get more and more convinced, and I want Patrick Robinson to succeed. I like him. I was happy that he came back, but that dude is struggling, and I worry that he may not.
And you look at Ken Crawley. I thought Ken Crawley had a great game.
Who do you think is struggling?
Patrick Robinson.
Okay, I said this last week too, and John Stinchcomb mentioned it during the broadcast of the game, you know, because there was one play in the second half where Robinson didn't look very good, got burned or whatever, got beat. I wouldn't say burned, but he got beat. And Stinchcomb said the same thing that I said last week. When he's out there late in these games, he's playing like as an outside man-to-man corner, and that's not – during the regular season – assuming everybody's healthy, he's going to be more of a slot guy, and that's where he shines. And so in these games, when you're watching him and struggle, it's because he's not playing the position that he's best suited for. So you got to cut him some slack.
Do Kevin, you break down film. Do you, Patrick Robinson, making this roster or not? You're the expert that I lean on for secondary analysis. Patrick
lean
Robinson.
Lean on me.
Making the roster or not?
Is who making the roster?
Patrick Robinson. And we will hold you to it when you come back in 6 weeks.
I don't even think that's a question.
You think he is or he's not?
I think he's a lock to make the roster.
Hmm.
I wish I had Jeopardy music so I could play it while Kevin ponders my question to him.
I would probably bet on that.
Find that pretty easily.
I bet on that.
I mean, who are you putting ahead of him? PJ Williams?
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough. Here's a fun question for you guys. And I'm not talking about is the Popeye's chicken sandwich awesome, because America has decided that it is.
I haven't had it.
You have not had it?
No.
Oh, my God. Get with America, Kevin. Get.
Well, too late. They're sold out.
You're right, but there aren't that many Popeyes in St. Louis.
I don't give a shit if there's one in the entire 100-mile radius of you. You fucking drive over there and you get one now, you son of a bitch.
All right, I'll Google Map one. So you guys go ahead.
Watch the results show one like on his corner, like down the block.
So I was gonna ask Kevin the next question, but he's Googling this, but he'll jump in a second. The Miami Dolphins have basically put everyone on their roster up for trade. The Saints, as we just...
Tanking for Tua.
Tanking for Tua, the fish tank. As we just discussed earlier, the Saints have issues at wide receiver. I am pro-trading for Kenny Stills. I know he kneels. I know all of this nonsense. But if the Saints could get him for a song, I would be for it. For the on-field product, Andrew, and for our podcast, because when we do breaking news podcasts, people love it, we get huge numbers and people sign up, so it's a great benefit. But for the on-field product, like if you could get Kenny Stills for a fifth round pick or less, I'd do it in a heartbeat, because the Saints have the cap space to absorb him. Am I crazy for thinking that?
No, I like Kenny Stills. I like, you know, and he's got the history in this offense. He's comfortable in it. He and Breeze have chemistry. He's got speed. He's got hands. So, I mean, you know, and honestly, the thing about Stills is for a long time, I thought he maybe struggled with focus and maturity when he was with the Saints. And I think since then, he's kind of become a seasoned veteran. He's kind of a pro now. So I would be all for him coming back. And the Saints kind of need him. I mean, he would be a nice addition to the offense.
Kevin, if the Saints did indeed trade for Kenny Stills, how insane will the comments on NOLA.com be and WWL for all his off-the-field stuff? I feel like people either ignore or don't know what DeMario Davis does. But Kenny Stills is like a lightning rod for it, and I just feel like his thing will be different. Do you think if they trade for Kenny Stills, there would be this sort of crazy anti-Saints sort of backlash? I'm not watching the Saints anymore, which they had for a hot second
in
2017.
I don't know if it would get as far as I'm not watching the Saints. That's a wait and see until. Maybe Kenny Stills goes on Twitter for the first time as a returning player and says something. But I could definitely see the switchboard on the big 870 lighting up, and I would be terrified to listen to the calls and whoever does the show there discuss return from Kenny Stills. That would be bad.
I've called screen for WWL. I called screen when they had Haslett in the middle of the 7-9, 9-7, 8-8.
It's different. It's different now.
It's different now. It is. I don't. We'll
yeah,
see.
Yeah.
I
mean, to my understanding, like. The last few times that I've been in New Orleans and I've heard 870, it seems like a different beast.
Okay. I will admit, I don't
like,
listen.
It's gotten worse.
Do you, it's gotten always gotten worse.
Yes. No. Well, it's gotten worse.
Wait, Kevin. I just did a quick Google search of Popeyes St. Louis, Missouri. There are eight Popeyes Louisiana Kitchen locations in the metropolitan St. Louis area.
Yeah, I checked. There's two that are relatively within a 15-minute drive of me.
There you go.
Depending on how traffic is, so I could get there in 15 or 20.
Most of these close at 11 p.m., so you've got time tonight to go get one.
Kevin, go get a Popeye's chicken sandwich, get some Blue Chew delivered, and change your life.
You want me to masturbate to a chicken sandwich?
On the chicken sandwich, Kevin. On the chicken sandwich.
Okay.
So
this podcast has been interesting, to say the least. I'll tell you what.
This is the kind of podcast that I love. It's pre-fucking season. Like, we talked about the corners. We talked about the wide receivers. We talked about Drew looking awesome. The run defense looked amazing. But Sam Darnold looks like he is dried up vomit, Andrew. So how much can we take away from the Jets? Because I look at the Jets and I think they are not going to be very good. I know they have Bell, and I think the Jets are going to be the Jets, and that means 4-12. So is our optimism about the Saints because they look so great? Is it a little bit too high because we're ignoring that it is the Jets and they're a dumpster fire always and forever?
No, I still feel pretty good about the Saints. I think the big question for me when you look at last year is offensive line health. Can that hold up? Because I think all these questions about receiver and Ingram being gone, as long as the offensive line is healthy, Drew, Sean Payton will figure it out. So the offensive line has to be healthy. And then I just have this lingering thing about Sheldon Rankins being gone. You know, can they absorb that absence for as long as it takes? So those are the two big questions I have coming into the season. But otherwise, I am supremely confident this team is poised to make another run at the Super Bowl.
Dave, are you that optimistic? I know you were doing LSU bid day and making sure that sororities and fraternities had all their swag,
just sororities,
their logo plastered on it.
No fraternities, just sororities.
Just sororities.
Yeah.
So is it just like tumblers and blankets and what does sororities want? You know,
we're really going to get into this now?
No.
Let's not do that.
I mean, just basically we'll put together different packages of different values or whatever, and parents can order them, and then we'll deliver them to the doors of the sorority houses like that night, the same day that they get their bid. So.
But are you
beat that, Amazon?
But are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's a wonderful point, Kevin. That is one thing that Amazon will never be able to do. So, I'm not saying I'm totally Amazon proof, but those are the things that local businesses do that none of these big companies will ever be able to do.
Suck it, Amazon. We'll never take your blood money. Yeah, we will. But are you as optimistic?
Minimum six figures.
I got a kid in preschool. I'll take anybody's money. I will. I will not lie. But Dave, are you as optimistic as Andrew at this very moment as week three of the preseason?
I see no reason why we're not going to be able to contend. We're definitely anything less than. First of all, anything less than double-digit wins this season would be a complete and utter disappointment. Anything other than winning the division would be surprising and disappointing. I'm super excited about our Deontay Harris and having some kind of threat in the kick return, punt return. That's something that the Saints have not really had these years.
You already know there's going to be a play this season with Taysom Hill throwing a bomb to Deontay Harris. you know that's happening.
I'm excited. The offense is great. I'm kind of, it's been the same way for the last 11, 12, 13 years. I think the offense will be fine. It's just a question of the defense. Will they at the least maintain their level of play from last year? Or will they be able to even better? Will they be able to build upon it? But if they take a step backward, that could throw a monkey wrench in the whole thing.
Tom says in the chat room, I want my three-peat division T-shirt/hat/banner. I need it.
Yeah, also, I saw my dad is in the chat room. Hey, Dad. And also, he says he wants more sound effects like the Jeopardy music.
Speaking of sound effects, I'm going to mention the Falcons just so I can play this one. The Falcons are struggling so bad at kicker that Matt Bryant is their ex-kicker is now trolling them on Twitter. And whenever we mention Atlanta, we get to play this.
Just to make it 28-3. Bryant knocks it through. Arthur Blank loving it. Up by 25.
My favorite sound effect.
Yes, it is. It's amazing, Dave. And us running that into the ground has nothing to do with the Saints not succeeding.
Oh, you're going to pay for this. You wait till the next this year we're going to make it to the Super Bowl and lose in some ridiculous fashion.
Yeah, I was going to say we're really setting ourselves up for another postseason of just our guts all over the floor.
I mean, I don't even want to ask the question to Kevin because he'll come up with some crazy scenario, so I won't. But Kevin, can you give the people an update on your life of where you've been? Because you've come, you pop in, you pop out. People want to know where you are. Some people on the chat room hate you, and other people are like telling me they're not listening until you come back. So people care about you. So what has your life been since the last time you were with us?
Have you been binging on Blue Chews?
No. I something tells me they wouldn't be covered by my. I don't know if they'd be covered by my insurance provider. So, you know, God only knows what sort of healthcare hellscape one would have to go through for that.
I do know he went on a trip and he happened to be on the same trip as another buddy of mine.
Yes.
They went to Chicago.
No, New York.
Oh yeah. New York. Or yeah. Yankees. Yeah. Sorry.
Wait, how do you confuse those two?
Well, because I think like last year, or the year before they did that trip to Chicago.
Yeah, that I think that's what everybody was telling me. Yeah, the trip to New York was nice. It's only the second time I've been there.
I'm going to New York next weekend, actually.
It's very good. I would recommend going to that One World Trade Center. It's a little bit of a wait, but the tour and everything is definitely worth it, and the ride up to the top is very good, if not somewhat terrifying. So that's it. That's some good shit. And I walked across the Brooklyn Bridge. Never did that. That was fun. Had some pizza. Went and saw the Ghostbusters firehouse.
See, that made the trip. The Ghostbusters firehouse. My son is now very, very into Ghostbusters, which is weird, because I make him watch the Spanish
the classic version of, ones or the new one.
No, I he watches the Ghostbuster cartoon from.
Oh yeah, I remember that one.
But I make him watch it in Spanish.
No, it was the sickest thing I've ever seen in 34 years of coaching. It makes me want to just. I don't know. I can't describe it. Words don't describe how I feel right now about what happened tonight. Words cannot describe it.
They need.
I don't know. Ask them. I would hope that they'd be upset as I am. I would hope so. It's disgusting. I've never been in a stadium in my life, in my 34 years of coaching, where they did that. Never. And I've been in every NFL stadium, a lot of college stadiums. It was disgusting. People are nuts.
We need Jim Mora needs to be on fucking Monday Night Football. Like, he would be amazing. But the problem is he's like 85, and I don't know if they could keep him up. But, Kevin, Jim Mora on Monday Night Football.
Get him some Blue Chew.
Get him a Blue Chew and some coffee in like the third quarter of a bad Monday night game. Can you imagine 85-year-old Jim Mora just going off the rails? I think America potentially would love him as much as they love Lee Corso. And America can't get united over anything. And America is pretty much united in their love of Lee Corso.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, is Dave or Andrew or any of you opposed to my idea of Jim Mora on Monday Night Football? Because Monday Night Football is horrendous. With Jason Witten, it was horrendous. So maybe it'll be better without him. But it will be horrendous, don't you think?
I mean, there is nothing I wouldn't listen to Jim Mora talk about. Nothing. I mean, he could be reciting Mass, and I would watch it online.
I have to say, I thought having Skooks in the chat room was the pinnacle of doing this live stream, but Dave's wife hopping in the YouTube live stream chat room and asking people to describe what Dave is to the podcast has taken it to another level, and it makes all this contraption that I have to do for the live stream completely worth it. The only thing that would make it better is if Aaron was like, "And what is Dave?" And the person said something she doesn't like, and then she attacks them verbally and slays them. That's my hope that it's happened.
Does this have Michelle Sproul's potential, Dave? Is someone about to get cursed here?
You better watch that.
So we've had so much fun. We've had so much fun on this podcast tonight. You know, what happens is Kevin, you know, it's actually Dave's wife.
My wife.
But Kevin comes in and he just brings a whole other energy and everything goes off the rails in a good way. But we actually forgot to tell you people to sign up in a Patreon. Sign up so you can get the show every day. You can get Andrew's grades. You can get a koozie. You can get a magnet. You can get a screensaver. We forgot to plug that at the beginning or the middle of the show. We're plugging it right at the end. But you should totally do that. And I just want to say, and I save this because Kevin's here, and I always feel like, as I said before, I get nostalgic with Kevin because I think about where this podcast was and where it is now. We are going to hit fucking 50,000 downloads in August. And if for Wednesday, for the iTunes, when they rank the 150 top sports podcasts, they have like 400,000 sports podcasts. This little shit show was number 141 on Wednesday of the most downloaded sports podcast in the world. And
number
I just
gotta
say
141, baby.
That's 100, really number fucking 141.
So I was listening to the show. You said we were top 125. So that you took a little leeway with
I
that.
I thought it was. It was 141. I got a little excited.
I mean, that's out of like how many? Like, do we even know how many sports podcasts there are in the world?
This website said they had 400,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Out of 400, okay, I just want to put this in perspective. You're telling me that there's more than 400,000 sports-related podcasts in the entire world, and our podcast is 141.
For Wednesday.
For one day and one day only.
One day. I didn't say for a month. I didn't say for a year. 141. There's
been
141
times
where
we might have been 321,000, you know, 456. But on Wednesday we were 121. Goddamn it.
Hey, 141. Sorry. Listen, Mike Carney ain't going to Canton. But nobody can take away that four touchdown game against the Dallas Cowboys.
Preach, brother.
I don't care about
the podcast on Wednesday was like what one that you and Juge did?
No, but what it was we did the grades one, and it was the carryover from the Sunday one. It got it got when we switched over to Art 19, like their promotional RSS engine is better, and it just got in front of more eyeballs, I guess. So like the Grades podcast and the Big Show, like we do tonight, those two things like merged and created like a category one hurricane, and we got to 141.
Oh, I want top 100 now. Now I'm hungry.
Well,
now,
we just
now
need,
I got something to shoot
people
for
need
here.
To spread the
Andrew
word.
Down says he doesn't know whether to be ashamed or proud of his support. You should definitely be ashamed.
I don't care, man. I was so excited, and I don't care. We've come this far. We may fall back, and we may become horrible again, whatever. But for this little podcast with its audio issues and its horrible host and all our terrible things that occur of it because I am terrible at actually running the mechanics of it, and we are still cruising along as the number one downloaded Saints podcast in the world for people that are missing more than six teeth, that's an accomplishment. No one can take it away from us.
I'm kind of hoping we can drop to 182 tomorrow. That feels like a good number.
I'm kind of hoping we can drop to 283.
I hate all of you people to death. I just said I loved you. I take it all back. I hate you all. And my fantasy team will win a game this year. But anyway, this podcast is amazing when Kevin shows up. I love it. It's a discombobulated mess. But for Kevin, for Dave, for Andrew, until next week, the bar is closed.
Playoffs? Kids. Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs.